Welcome to Selfluence, your power to influence yourself. My name is Blaine Elkers, and you're about to listen in on one of my live trainings. This training will help you discover the power you already have to influence yourself. Welcome to Instantly Happy, methods at your disposal to instantly make yourself happy. Enjoy the live workshop.
Okay, let's move on to the next one, which is people, again, don't think it's real. They don't think that you can instantly make yourself happy. You know, I think that this is another one where people actually are a little bit skeptical. So let's first talk about Abraham Lincoln. Anybody know Abraham Lincoln? Although he may not have actually said this quote about happiness. Does anyone know the Abraham Lincoln, a very famous quote about happiness? Nobody does? Okay, here we go. Tom O'Connell. Okay, anybody else want to take a stab at it? Well, we're gonna give it to Tom. Here you go, Tom. That was pretty close. So what it is most folks are as happy as they make up their minds to be. He went on to say every man's happiness is his own responsibility. Now, that one's not as famous as the other one, but most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Okay, so before we get into instantly happy, there's two things you need to know for this to work. First of all, you have to want to be happier. Okay, so if you don't want to be happy, this isn't going to be as effective as it could be. So you generally have to want to be happy. The second thing is it has to be the right time to be happier. So if for example, you're going through a tragic time in your life or somebody just gets injured, you don't want to, use these things. Hey, I'm happy. And, here's somebody hurt or something like that or grieving. So it has to be the right time to be happy. And you have to want to be happy. Okay, the next thing on your sheet here, which I want to have you write something down here, is to think about your greatest moment. So what's been one of the greatest moments of your life when you were the most excited, or maybe you felt the most proud, or maybe you had a big accomplishment? Take a moment right now and just write down one of your greatest moments. So just write something down, think about that. I'll help you here in a minute if you're having some trouble. A time that you felt extremely loved, or maybe a time that you gave extreme love. A time that you saved the day at work. Maybe you came to somebody's rescue. I've done a lot of surveys with this question, and so I'll throw out some of the top ones in case you're having some trouble, the birth of a child. Birth of a child is a really high up one. The day you're married, leap day for me, is another one. Maybe a special vacation. Maybe the day that you committed your life to something. For me, another one is 1995, Halloween, October 31st was the day I left my job, never to return. So that was a big one for me. Okay, so raise your hand if you don't have a greatest moment. Everybody has a greatest moment, or no one wants to raise their hand. Okay, that's a good question. If you ask it that way, then people don't want to raise their hand. You still get the right answer. Okay. All right, so now what I want you to do is think about that greatest moment. I want you to go back to that moment. Now, if you want to close your eyes, you can. But I want you to go back to that greatest moment. What can you remember? Where were you? What does it look like? We want to really kind of bring the senses into this. What do you see? What do you hear? What are the scents of that moment? Meaning the smells of you. Is there something special in that moment? Is there anything there that you can kind of see in your mind's eye and physically touch? Okay, so you're reliving that moment right now, okay? And there's a technique, you can choose to use it or not. It's an anchoring technique where you put your thumb and your middle finger together like this, okay? And you use this to remind you of that. So you close your eyes and you just put your finger like this, and when you need it, you can just put your fingers together and bring the moment back. And the more you do this, the more you do it, the stronger it gets. And so actually, right now, with everyone kind of doing this, I can almost feel in the room the energy, and it's not an excited energy, it's more energy of love and a kind of a warm feeling. Now, maybe I'm getting that because I'm thinking of my wedding day, for example, which is what I'm doing right now. So you've got that written down there, and that's actually your greatest moment has the power, for when you remember your greatest moment, that has the power to instantly make you happy instantly make you feel more relaxed. And so now this is something that you can use. And if you want to take it further as a little homework assignment, is if you were to write out or record in your own voice a description of your greatest moment, you'll be able to use that to instantly make yourself happy, instantly de-stress yourself, and it works instantly. We use this a lot with our kids, where for them, the greatest moment, say for my daughter, is in Disneyland. She went there for her birthday, just went there with Beth on spring break, and she loves to ride this, you know, terrible inverted roller coaster, California Scream, and it does the loop-de-loop, and I can't go on it. Beth can ride it, but I'm sick for the rest of the day if I go on it. But for her, that's one of her greatest moments, is riding that roller coaster. So whenever we get in a sticky situation with her, for example, we went to the orthodontist and, you know, they said, well, maybe 12 months, you know, for braces. She's going to do the second phase of braces. And he says it's going to be 2 years. And, you know, we go out to the car and we got to take her to school. And she's sinking lower and lower and that. And she's going to be in high school next year. And, you know, it's going to be terrible. And so we spent the 10 minutes in the car ride talking about Disneyland and talking about that ride and bringing her back to one of her greatest moments. And by the time she got out, she was smiling, she was laughing, and she went to school. And it hasn't been that big of an issue for her since. So your greatest moment. So now you have the power to really instantly make yourself happy.